Rosh Hashanah's Beis, Mamshach what he said yesterday, we spoke yesterday, take off Meiser, she says, she didn't miyad at Stockholm. And she tassed Yodri. L'saif kol chodesh, l'saif kol shana zohob echetzin. So Rosh says an interesting point over here. The person has to have two approaches to the concept of Stockholm. One approach is there has to be a set amount that he gives on a regular basis. Kol chodesh he gives, every month he gives, every year he gives, a certain amount. He has set in his mind he's giving. There's another nakuda that a person should give, Me'asher Tasek Yodri. He has the ability to give, he should be giving. And that halacha should be miyad. A person should not wait. So his person has to have two mahalchim to stock. One is he understands there's a certain amount he must give. He commits himself. He's going to make sure he does that. He'll get zechon eitz of them. You know, might be more, might be less, whatever it is, but he has to be giving something. That's how you function. Then there's another nakuda. If a person has something, something comes in, immediately when something comes in, a person should right away say, I need to do something, I want to do something with this. I want to do something good with the money, I don't want to hold on to it. I want to give away miyad, me'asher tasek yodri, whatever I can do at that point in time. So again, the Rosh is talking about the nakuda of... Now there is a halacha. There is a halacha if dinner the Gemara. If there's an only available, only needs stock, and the person is there. There's mitzvahs and iserim. There are ice if a person does not give. There's an iser bal ta'achir. There's a mitzvah to give if an only needs. Clearly, in a halacha definition, what an only means a person comes in front of you and says he needs. He has a din of a kaim inyan. If you know about it, if you know about it, and it's not in front of you, mamish, but you know about it. You get a letter, so you know the person exists, right? But he's not in front of you. The Nabi Huda said that's not called Kami Aniyim. It's not called Aniyim, and there you're not over the lav in that case. Obviously, there's a mitzvah to give also. There is another halacha, which is not so well known. There's a Ramah. The Ramah says there's a din of a Yashiv Dach Nichla. If a person comes and the fellow is a Dach, he's down and out. You can't send him away embarrassed. So the halacha is if a person comes and asks, for stuff, you must give him something. You can't send him away without giving some type of, give me a small, give me a minimal amount, but you must give him something. The person has reached the point where he's willing to lower himself to come and ask, so you have a chiyuv to give. There's Yerushalmi says we have to masik taiva for the Ramoyan. The Indian of the Morse, the person does not give stucco. He's considered like he was arguing about a Zora. The Morse has a story. The verse is a story that there was one of the Meroyim was going up a ladder, and one of the rungs of the ladder broke, so he almost fell all the way down. So he says, "Oy vey, if I would have fallen all the way, it would have been like a person who gets skila. A person is machal shabbos. A person is does a vada zora, so he's chayv skila. You throw him from a high place to a low place. What did I do to deserve to be put in this danger of almost getting skila?" So Morse said here, Bar Rav Difti, I think it was, said back then, "Do you ever have a situation where it only came through and you didn't give him stocker?" He says, "Yes." He says, well, he brings a memory, I think, from Rish Lakish, that the Morse is more than the Yudam and Aleph and Boabas. He says that, well, a person who doesn't give stocker is like a person who does about a Zohar. And it brings a pasuk that says, by stocker says, a person is paying the number in the Levach of Liyal. You're going to have this wayward thought, and it says, "By what is Zora Lashon B'liyah?" Yotzei Lashon B'nei B'liyah. So the Mark compares the act of not giving to Stoka to a Madrega of Amamash Avodah Zorah. The person understands who runs the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. Avodah Zorah, there's somebody else who runs the world. A person understands who runs the world. They have a chiyuv to give Stoka. It's not your world. It's not your money. It's not your responsibility. I need to take care of myself. I need to take care of other people also. So the person says, no, I, the money belongs to me. That's already the world of Avodah Zorah. He doesn't understand the system. But I said, it's very challenging. So we deserve such punishment. So the Yerushalmi says, Baruch Hashem, there's a Ramoyim out, there's fakers out there. So Lachem maybe asked him, at least we'll say, I thought maybe it was a faker. At least I have something of an answer. Without the fakers, we'd burn ahead of him, so good fair look, we have no answer at all to give. So we have to have a karzatoy, so to Yerushalmi, to the fakers out there, to the Ramoyim, at least we have something, a mashu of an answer to give. Lachar may have asked him. That's Yerushalmi's nusuf. Okay, that's the chaimer of the nakuda. You're not going to give him a large sum. You can give him a minimal amount, but you're going to give something. A person is revives himself. So the Ramah, he comes and he asks. You don't know whether he deserves or not. Doesn't deserve. It's not in your nakuda. There are halachos of checking into it, etc. But the person is willing to come and knock on the door. I just want to talk about this nakuda a little bit. We spoke about it in the Shmuz a lot of times already. Now, I spoke yesterday in the Nakuda of being aware of the community, being aware of your responsibilities to the community. There's another Nakuda besides that, and that is your first priority of Staka, is what we spoke about yesterday. But besides that, there's a musik of how you greet somebody who comes to ask for Staka. I mean, the Mor says, a person is mafayas and oni, even if you can't give him anything, you mafayas him, the Mor says, you're just mafayas, I feel so terrible, I can't help you, I feel terrible, and you give the person the feeling that you care, the Mor says, you get yud aleph brachas. The Mor says, you give him money, if you give him money, you get six brachas, you mafayas him, you get yud aleph, the Mor says, if you do both, you get 17. So just being mafayas him, the Mor is more chashiv, it's more chashiv than giving him money. The person is down and out, the person is taka emes, he's down and out. You think he enjoys knocking on doors? The Satmar Rav used to have on Huggins, every one of his members of his kehillah, the richest person in the kehillah, would have to go collecting by the door to door. He says, I want you to understand what it feels like to go knock on the door. I went a few times collecting, I had to tell you, it's not fun. And there's some people, Kabi will tell you, Mamish, they're going to get grenades, it's so nice, they come in, they give you something to drink, something to eat, to talk to you, they're so menschlich. And there's people which are not like that. There's people which, I mean, I was one by one house. I tell you, they treated their dog nicer than they treated me. It was cold out, dark out. I was left to stand outside. I wasn't invited inside. I was left to stand outside. And the dog was enjoying, oh, yeah, Rabbi, what do you want? What's going on over here? If a person comes to you, your first afray is to make the person feel that you care. There should be a sympathy and an empathy. You're there with the person. You want to help as much as you can. You can't afford a lot. Never, you can't. Or maybe you could afford a lot. But the person should feel that you care. The person should feel that, this is an that he walks into your house, he can relax. It's not the person, we're having an adversarial relationship. How much do you want from me, etc. I'm here to try and help you as much as I can. That should be the message that you can get across to that person. And that's the message you better be able to get across to your children. That's what type of person you are, because they're going to learn it from you. Watch you how you get stuck. When the person comes in the door, they watch what you say before he comes in, what you say after he walks out, and what you're doing while he's there. Guy. And even you didn't call him any names. You didn't call him a schnorrer. You didn't call him another mashulach. In my house, we call them orchim. There's an areich by the door. That's what the kids know. My daughter answers the door. There's an areich by the door. He's not a mashulach. He's not a schnorrer. He's a human being. He's an areich. He's a guest in my house. And that's what he is. And you're a kabbalim as a guest. You have something to drink. You're down. What can I do for you? Some of them people are not, and they're not easy people to deal with. You know what? We're not easy people to deal with. The Russian's going to have to open our file in Shemayim, and it's not going to be great. And the way you handle these people, that's the way Kosher is going to handle you. And it's I don't want to say that it's an indictment sometimes. I had a person sitting in my house, a Talmud Chacham, a sweet fellow, sensitive fellow, never he had to go collect. He was sitting by my table crying. He was sitting by my table, mamash crying about the way people treated him. It's a terrible indictment against somebody. A Talmud Chacham, a Yid, even not a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yid. And somebody comes to him and says, why don't you get a job? Why don't you do this? I have the right to judge somebody what their life is like. I hope he doesn't judge me. I shouldn't judge them. Maybe Taka should get it, but that's him and his creator. My job right now is to try and help a person who's here. And tell him he should get a job, it doesn't help him, like he who's there. What does it do for him? You say, hey, it's a good idea. I'm going to go out and get a job right now. I really convinced him not to get a job, right? Really, What did I accomplish with that? I made the guy feel good. What did I do? Mephi said with the worm, the word says, Yudal Prochas. What are we throwing it out? Yudal Prochas. Feltois, we don't need Yudal Prochas. And you see the missile of the Yudal Prochas, which it says over there, is Mamish. You're talking about the person is going to be Zerach of the Gan Eden? You can't imagine. He's Spear, but it's Hasachos Navshecha. I mean, you're talking about, the Kudas over there, which are Le'ela, Le'ela. Person Zerach, because he made somebody feel good when he walked in the door. So part of your Tasek Yodah, your ability that you have, it's not just the money, it's the caring for another human being. And if we want to come and ask for rachim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to have that meter in ourselves. Klai Yisrael is always kitzechen that the rachmonim, bashonim, and gomel chasadim. We're gomel chasadim, we do chesed. But and the Rambam says, if you give it to him upon him, zoyefes, you lose the schar of the mitzvah. You threw out the schar of the mitzvah. You got no schar for your tzedakah if you give it to him upon him, zoyefes. And I don't understand that. I know the conflict. I know the feeling. It's not comfortable. I have money which I have to give, and the person's pressuring me for more, and it gets very uncomfortable. And I just, like, you know, it's just like you get, like, I wish the situation didn't exist. I wish he wouldn't put me through this. You're pounding by being you know, being mascarat on the scar of a mitzvah. Don't do that. It's a terrible thing. Say, okay, you know what? The hard ones, the Chofetz Chaim brings, I think it's some type of chazal, it was a medrash. The medrash says that once one of the Amoraim was left home, and he said, take care of anyone who comes. He says, you know, so he comes back after a few days. What happened? He says, some people, Aniyim came, we gave them to eat, to drink, and they gave you such gavaldik of brachas. He says, that's not great yischar. Okay, goes away again, comes back a few days. Then what happened? Says, some people came, and they cursed you, and they yelled at you, and they said, you want to give more? The whole thing is, that's tzar toif. That's where you get the real reward. The guys who make you feel good, no gross amices. Of course you want to help them. The guys who make you feel uncomfortable and you make you, you know, frustrated, and you still give them, like a mensch. You rose above it. You became a better person because of that. You rose above it. The guys are easy. Those are geschmacka guys. No gross amices. He's nice. He's sweet. He's good. We spoke of learning. We had a good time. You know, the fellow gives you a hard time. That's where you're going to get your scar for that. That's the fum tzara agra. So what the Obasim Nosson says, it says, Me'a pon le'bitzar, me'a pon le'chashol bitzar. It's 100 times greater do bitzar than do shalom bitzar. So it's yud aleph brachas times 100. Now, I don't know how you measure, you know, madregs, and what the Modern Rebbeim said, is, you know, there's tzar and there's tzar. You know, all tzars are equal. No. It says, if a little bit of tzar is considered 100 times greater, so if it's a lot of tzar, it's 100 times greater than that. So it's 10,000 times greater. So you're talking 10,000 times 11 yud aleph brachas. I mean, you know, you're talking about an infinite world. So it's not easy. Okay, it's not easy. You know, and that's what we're here for. We're here for the hard stuff. You know, we're not here for the easy stuff. And the world that's stuck is a world which mamish, you see, the Gemara says the person is nikker, bekisa, because of bekasa. Right? Bekisa, how do you give out your money? That's the definition of you. You're defining yourself, for your wife, for your kids, for the world around you. What type of person do you understand what it means to be a cry for other people? Tremendous nakuda. It's, you know, I've spoken about it the years. As I get older, I'm speaking about it more, partially because I see that it's not an easy thing for myself, and it's not easy for my talmidim, people I speak to, and I don't see that they, you know, it's not easy. They're not doing it, and I don't see them coming with the grosses schoolmen. The ones who are working already, I don't see them running forward with grosses schoolmen geld. I'm not judging them, but maybe it's because I didn't speak about it enough. It wasn't spoken about enough in yeshiva. You have to learn and understand the musa, what it means to give stuff, what it means meiser. The halacha says chaimish is better than meiser. Because, you know, chaimish is better. Chaimish. You know, they have these jokes about, they have these this tax returns of these big, you know, politicians and celebrities, you know, $284, you know, $365, you know, ready to give, they give, you know. That's their tax returns. Well, they claimed on their Schedule A for charity. You know, any from a year, he's giving thousands of dollars a year, stuck. You know, the guy, 280, the affair was 280, was Bush, not this, but the one before, $284 charity. Grace of Mises. By the way, I just want you to know, according to this is a political line right now. They've done studies. The states where there's a higher Republican population, and those states give more charity than the Democrats are very liberal and care about the whole world and take care of everybody, by the way. I just want to know that. They're good. Don't talk about it. Do it. Yeah, we're going to save the world and we love everybody and everything is one wild thing. Buddy, where's the money? Put your money where your mouth is. You've got to come through with the goods, Vez Hashem.